Hey, Yael, I finally watched Jurassic Park last week.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think, Don?
Oddly, it made me a bit sad. Velociraptor attacks aside, it would be amazing if an extinct species came back to life. Too bad it's impossible.
It's not always impossible. Haven't you heard of the famous Judean date palm?
No.
Okay, picture this. It's 1973. Archaeologists are excavating the ruins of an ancient Israeli fortress. They find a clay jar full of date pits, which end up in a storage drawer at Tel Aviv University. Now, fast forward 32 years to 2005. A scientist named Dr. Sarah Salen decides to finally do something with the seeds. The university gives her 5 to work with. Carbon dating and genetic analysis reveal that they are indeed the 2,000-year-old remains of a now-extinct Judean date palm. And guess what they do next?
Plant them?
That's right. The researchers bring in Dr. Elaine Soloway, a horticulture scientist who specializes in getting tricky plants to grow. After soaking the seeds in warm water, fertilizer, and hormones, she plants them.
And the seeds actually sprouted?
Yes. Well, one did.
Hey, even one's pretty amazing. Has it produced any dates?
Not quite. Although the tree has blossomed, it turned out to be male. To produce fruit, scientists will have to use it to cross-pollinate a modern female date palm relative.
One day, though, I could eat a date that used to be extinct.
I mean, it's not quite on par with bringing back dinosaurs.
No, but I suppose it's safer to bring back an extinct species that we can eat rather than one that'll eat us.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.